and
Aardvark.
Hey Oddballs, I'm your host Jensen, and welcome to episode 76. We are going to go ahead and just dive right on in today. And happy birthday to you December 13th babies. We're going to learn a little bit about you, so here we go.
Happy birthday!
Simultaneously curious and perfectionistic. Those born on this day have the potential to initiate advances notable not only for their originality, but based upon solid foundations. Their innovations utilize their highly developed powers of perception to identify gaps in knowledge and endeavor. Innately vigorous and capable of deep concentration, they seek to fill these gaps or rectify faults that they have pinpointed. To all their ventures, December 13th people bring confidence, resourcefulness, and tenacity, along with meticulous attention to detail. They will thrive in any profession where their exploratory and active needs can be fulfilled. But many require a structured working environment and are especially drawn to fields of accountancy, engineering, science, the law, police work, or civil service. December 13th people are instinctive humanitarians whose natural sense of justice and empathy for those in unfortunate circumstances arouse protective responses in them. Their interpersonal relationships, whether with coworkers, friends, partners, or children, are also characterized by genuine interest and concern, especially in women born on this day, although they do not tend to show their feelings openly. Dependable individuals, they usually offer carefully considered advice based on astute observations, but their desire for involvement is such that their benevolent intentions may be misinterpreted by independent loved ones as attempts to mold or control them. Their virtues are tenacious, astute, reliable. Their vices are interfering, unemotional, over-involved. So again, happy birthday, you December 13th babies. And we're going to move on to stories.
This comes from L. Strudel on Reddit.
I am from the UK. So this took place in my parents' house, just outside of London. When I was 7, we moved into this house that was pretty old and pretty big. I always slept in the room next to my parents. But when I was 13, I was allowed to move into a room on the other side of the house. My mom decorated it all beautifully for me and had put an armchair in the corner. One night, not long after moving into the room, I woke up to see a man sitting on the chair in my bedroom. He was sitting there, smiling at me. He had no hair and looked a bit like a skeleton to me. I screamed and ran across the house to my mom's room to tell her there was a man in my bedroom. We were both really scared to go into my bedroom because of this intruder. So we tried to convince the dogs to go in. We knew if someone was in there, they would bark, which would confirm it. The dogs totally refused to go into the room. After some time, me and my mom decided to go in there, armed with a golf club. When we got in, my notice board was on the floor, and so was my lamp. No one was in there at all, and there were no windows open or signs of entry or exit. Anyway, a few years later, we had my mom's friend move in with us. She was into ghosts and spirits and took me to this medium event. I never told her about the man in my room. At the event, I was paired up with the medium who said to me, "There's a man here to see you. You don't know him, but he said he is so sorry to have scared you." This freaked me out so much. I told my mom, who then came clean to me, that the house was for sale because the previous owner had died of cancer. Not only had he died of cancer, but he had died in none other than my bedroom. Okay, that's wild and just blows my mind. This story is actually a detailed story of a previous story that I have read. And this person actually, their parents had gotten divorced and they actually lived in two separate haunted houses. So this was a little more detail on that story. That one was actually in just my messages. So I'm just going to link the previous story so you guys can read that. But anyhow, wild. That is wild to me that years later, the family friend moves in and they go to a medium event. And the flipping medium is like, "Hey, there's a man here and he's really sorry that he scared you." Excuse me? Mediums are so fascinating to me. I mean, it's probably like talking to normal people to them, except for like not. I don't know. I'm not a medium. If you're a medium, you know, just give me some insight. I don't know. It's wild. It's wild that the mom even knew that the previous owner had died in that room and didn't say anything. Honestly, she probably didn't say anything because she did not want to freak out her child, which I totally understand. So this one is just in a way kind of sweet in a weird way because the spirit is coming back and apologizing because that wasn't their intent. So, I mean, I've said it before and I'll say it again, but in my mind, spirits are literally just people, just us on the other side, whether they're good or bad. And it's not always their intent to scare you, but they freaking do sometimes. They just freaking do. So anyhow, we are going to go ahead and move on to the next story.
This comes from tiny_ad9380 on Reddit.
I woke up the other day and something odd happened. My microwave and stove were switched to two different times. Only the hours were changed, but the minutes were the same. They were 7 hours apart. Today I woke up with my thumb sore. I just looked at it, and it's like black or something is under my skin. I've done nothing to myself to hurt myself, and I'm just confused. What is going on? Is it aliens or a different dimension? So the idea of a different dimension or parallel universe freaks me the fuck out. I'm not gonna lie about it. Aliens used to freak me out, but that's only because I've always known that they're like a thing, or, you know, figured that they were real because we can't be the only living, breathing things out in this entire universe. But yeah, no, I'm not even afraid of those anymore. I am afraid of the different dimension parallel universe theories. It kind of makes me sick to my stomach. Like, I really don't like it. So if that's the case, then absolutely not. Which I don't really know a whole lot on the subject. And if you listen to last week's story with David at Down the Rabbit Hole, his was also kind of treading along the theory of a parallel universe. this person in this story, it sounds like when they fall asleep, it's almost like that's when they're going into this parallel universe or different dimension, or I don't know if they're the same thing or whatnot, but I don't like it. I just don't like it. Also, the fact that their thumb is black and it's sore, it's just weird. It's just a weird one. And I should have asked, so I'll have to message this person and ask if my brain remembers. But if you're also, hi, if you're listening, which I hope you are, in case I don't message you, I should have asked if they're tired. Like if they're like super tired, like they've slept, but they're tired when they wake up. Because I've heard that, you know, if you're traveling in other dimensions and you're asleep, like, yeah, you're asleep, but you're also in a sense traveling. And so you're still technically awake, just in a different dimension. Yeah, I don't know. It's weird. If you guys have any ideas, let me know. If you have any paranormal stories in general, let me know. Apparently, I'm diving into the dimension parallel universe thing lately, which is, it really makes me want to throw up a little bit. But I hope you enjoyed today's episode. And well, it's an odd world after all.
Oddballs, go follow us on It's an Odd World After All podcast on Instagram and Facebook. Also, give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. If you have a story you would like to share, email us at itsanoddworldafterall@gmail.com or message us on one of our social platforms. Don't forget to share us with your family and friends. And check out our website, itsanoddworldafterall.com.